We are back. Last segment of the show. So I leave it up to you guys. Here's what we have on the table. I have a You Stink about my trip that I forgot that I did not get to, which is still pending, by the way. It's still an active You Stink.
Oh.
We can do a little bit more with the politics, or we could do the Ann Jackson.
I vote for let's do your stink. You Stink.
Okay.
Maybe we'll touch more a little bit on the politics.
And then we'll we only have to do a show for 20 more minutes. Actually, I can say fuck it, we're going home now. But no, we only
this has been an outstanding show. God, Jesus Christ,
we
could probably
us.
Do another 3
Tucker
hours.
Tom wants You Stink. Joe's girl wants You Stink.
All right.
All right. You Stink.
You Stink it is. All right. We all stink. Let me cue up
the leave us hanging.
Like, well, you know. Let's see if I can find this. Shut up, Blondie. Got to clear Blondie from the queue. And she's cleared. And the stuff the podcast gets to hear me thinking out loud.
You stink.
You talked over it. Ugh. Really, Pip? Suck a bag of stinks. Suck a bag of flying pink dildos at a football game. Now shut up. It's a very brief stink.
You stink.
There it is. Okay.
Hey, you found the clip.
Yeah.
Well,
that wasn't the one I needed help with.
That wasn't
with.
The missing one.
No, there was another one that you still haven't set, but that's fine. You stink. All right, so when if you take a cab from the airport to Atlantis, it's about $36 to $40 each way.
Okay.
If you take a cab.
How long is the trip?
Depending on traffic, 15 minutes to 30 minutes, depending on traffic. Or you can call ahead of time. And through a contractor through Atlantis, it's not Atlantis' thing, but it's one of the contractors, you can get a shuttle, which will take you back and forth for $33 round trip.
Mm.
Big savings.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, they pick you up, they go from resort to resort, whatever. I'd never done it before. I did it for the wife and kid last year. So this year I did it. I got it for all of us, but they're leaving coming on different days.
Mm-hmm.
So I arrive. It's not an issue. I arrive in the middle of the day. Not an issue. The wife comes, and they don't have an issue. Never an issue at the airport. Leaving about 25, 30 minutes late, but this is the middle of the day because they have all these stops. So they say they pick up on the hour. So it's like 2, 3, 4, 5. So it's not – you can't – like, I want a 2:15.
Right.
So you have to do it on the hour. So hers was like 11. They didn't show up to like 11:25, which is very frustrating. You start to panic because you got to go through customs and TSA and, you know, it's a whole rigmarole.
Yeah.
All right. But they get there plenty of time. I left this morning, so by the way, I've been going all day. I woke up at 4:30 a.m. I've been going all, like, I got home, like, about an hour and a half before we did the show, and I was doing all work for the show before, so that's why, maybe that's one of the reasons why I fucked up Jill Stein on the first take. But anyway, so I need a 5 a.m. shuttle for my 8:15 flight.
Wow.
Because if I do 6, it might be cutting it too close.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I need the 5 a.m. Now, what you have to do is you have to call 24 hours ahead of time and confirm with them. I did this yesterday. I call from the hotel. They call Dan Knowles for me. At first, she's like, are you sure it's tomorrow? I'm like, I know. I know when I'm leaving. I've been here 2 weeks. It's time to go. I've had enough of baloney. I found something. I found a new thing. You know how every year I find a way to make it my cheapness stretch longer?
Yes.
Wow.
That was fast, Pip.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You see the dolphins in the pool? Here comes baloney breath again. Sorry.
Sorry, that was the dolphins.
Was it?
It was the dolphins. It wasn't me.
Why don't you stick something in your blowhole this? So, if you buy, like, soda, because there's, like, a couple places where I get discounts, but not on beverages. If you buy soda, they give you, like, a cup. It's a regular cup.
Right.
But then you can go to other soda places when the things are open because they're outside, so they close at 5, and get free refills the rest of the week. You're not supposed to do that. You're just supposed to do it on the day.
Right.
But I used it over several days. So my 3.50 soda, really, I got my money for my 3.50 cup of soda.
Right. Okay.
So that's the new thing.
I saw people do that at Disney.
I didn't say I fucking invented it.
You see him walking around looking at both ways and pulls out his cup.
No, I brandished a cup proudly.
Oh. Ah.
But sometimes you have to get the bees away from the soda thing.
I hate that. Yellow jackets around the soda. That happens a lot to outdoor bars. Never mind.
We won't. So I got up at 4:30.
Hold on, I'm sorry. There's some yellow jackets somewhere going, wow.
What's
sorry.
Her problem?
Why doesn't she buzz off? Huddle.
Proud of yourself.
What?
Proud of yourself.
No, I hired you. So I'm really having some second thoughts and doubts in my judgment, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm glad we're all back and back to normal.
Nasty as accounted for.
Took 3 hours. Or
glad James didn't throw off our prickishness. Yeah. He has a nice, inspiring story. We're like, fuck that noise. We got to stick our fangs into people. Yeah. So I wake up at 4:30 for my 5 a.m. shuttle. I have a quick thing of granola. But usually my body clock gets me up. Uh-huh. Not this time. This time the alarm did. Thank goodness.
Oh, wow.
So I get there, you know, early, like you have to do, even right. though you don't, even though, you know, they're not going to be on time.
But still.
Yeah, I get there early. So I get there around 4:50. 5 o'clock rolls around. 5:05 rolls around. 5:10 rolls around. So I have the guy who's working the desk call. They're not on property yet. He's like, well, sometimes they're a few minutes late. Mm-hmm. 5:15 rolls around. 5:20. Finally, 5:30.
Oh.
I just got a cab.
Oh, no.
I had to pay $36 or $40 after tip for the cab. So right now, as of now, Dan Knoll stinks. Now, if they here's the question on the refund, because I have to call them about the refund. Do I ask for the $36 cab fare? Mm-hmm. Do I ask for the $33 that I paid them? Or do I ask for the $36 plus half of what I paid them?
Ooh.
Just get your
36 plus the half.
36 plus the half.
That's what I think.
So start that would, there.
Yeah, so that would be what, 1650? Yeah, six.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that'd be like, excuse me, $49.50.
$50, let's round it up.
I don't think I'm going to get that.
No.
I would just make life simple and just refund what
first.
It cost. Just refund what it cost.
Refund
or you want
the
36?
All
right, for the shuttle
refund, what it costs is the 36.
Right. Well,
I
don't know if I go for the half because I just, you know, you're calling the Bahamas to get this. I would say
no, it's a Florida line.
Oh, it's a Florida line.
Yeah, I believe I can get to them through.
Now, what's the reasoning on the half?
Well, because they picked me up, they didn't deliver me back. They did half of what they were contracted to do. They failed to do the other half.
Yeah.
I mean, and the guy still wasn't on property by the time I left. He wasn't at the other towers.
When you call, do you get a confirmation number?
Yeah, I got all that shit.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I got it all.
Yeah.
No, they know. And I asked, I go, well, can I get a receipt? They're like, well, no, they know when they check in. Well, I guess because they check in who's here, who's not there. They're not going to have my paperwork.
Right.
Somebody fucked up. And remember, I had the same issue in New Mexico when I reserved a cab. And the cabbie didn't show up to the.
You had to call the house.
Yes.
You had to call the house. We got to call the house.
Again, you know, again, and this happens to be in the Bahamas, but we can't.
Right.
You know, we complain, oh, it's so hard for the worker. Let's be honest. A good portion of the people fucking work in the United States, in this case, happens in the Bahamas, you're not good at your jobs. There's a there's a reason why you're unemployed or should be. You suck. I mean, nobody's gonna tell you this, but I'm going to tell you. You fucking suck at your job. Your job is to wake up, drive the shuttle. That's the gig. That's lift some luggage, accept it. That's the gig. I'm not asking you to perform a new treatment for James. I'm not asking you to cure cancer. I'm asking you to fucking pick me up. That's what your job is. Pick me the fuck up. And it's too difficult. It is too difficult.
No, that's ridiculous.
I would say, yeah, go for
like
36 and a half.
36 and a half.
No, 36 50.
And a
half.
Well, 30. Well, it's 49.50. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. $50 for my aggravation.
Absolutely.
That's the phone call.
That is.
I'll call
it
collect.
Collect. Right. Collect.
$50.
So, yeah. But let's be honest. The workforce fucking blows. That's why we need the immigrants, because they work hard, Joe.
No.
They work hard.
All right. But weren't you in the Bahamas? Weren't you outside the United States? Is the Bahamas part of the United States?
No, Joe.
No.
They're their own nation.
Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't know it was a territory.
Might be after Trump's presidency. We might take him over. All right, so you guys want to do a little bit more politics? I don't want to do a whole thing on politics.
We do a smidgen.
A smidgen. Yeah. There seem to be a lot of things you guys want to discuss. All right, so we have seen Mr. Trump pivot. Pivot like he's never pivoted before from things he said. Apparently Hillary might not be locked up. as we were talking about earlier, the Donald likes some things on Obamacare. Yeah, we all like some things. He just doesn't understand. You have to have the shitty things. to pay for the things we like. He hasn't really wrapped his head around that yet.
Well, one of the most important things about affordable care was, to me, was that they would still have to take care of you even if you had a pre-existing condition.
Right.
Because I think that was...
Well, Donald likes that.
That's a key thing, but
that's why they have to sign up all the healthy people.
Right.
Another thing, the wall. The wall, I've heard of different things. Might not be a wall.
It might just be a fence.
I've even heard it might be a metaphor. Because I'll tell you what, those metaphors are scary.
But here's the thing about the about this whole thing about the wall. It's basically to get the dialogue started. We're going to build a wall. I've said...
You kind of always got that. I'll give you credit for that. You kind of always got that there wasn't going to be a wall.
Because the whole thing is, I've worked for people like that. Basically, like I said...
You've worked for fence companies.
Well, yeah, fence companies, too. But it's like, I use this analogy. Let's say that we have a business, and let's say we run a restaurant, and or a business. I want to open up another branch... another restaurant down the road. I like the place. Well, it's going to cost it, but I feel that we should have it. Now, you got all your associates together. Turns out you didn't open up another branch. However, you expanded the restaurant by 40 tables. You know, it's an idea to debate, to brainstorm, and to come up with a solution.
You always got that, and I'll give you credit for that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Trump supporters. They didn't get that, Joe. They thought they were getting a huge wall with gun turrets. I don't know, maybe some Doberman pinchers.
I don't think people saw the metaphor in the wall. I don't think that his uneducated group of people that he pandered to, who he said he loves, is uneducated. The words came out of
his
mouth.
That's the difference between me and Trump. Trump loves the uneducated. I fucking loathe you.
But it's almost
the uneducated doesn't understand metaphor, metaphor sometimes of build the wall.
Right, and it's also almost like the discussion we had a little while ago about farce. You know, these people should be accountable, but Joe,
one's a comedy show, one's campaign promises. He can't get away from those promises quick enough. I mean, we know, listen, they don't all keep their promises. Obama kept a lot. For a lot of people, Guantanamo was a big deal. He never closed Guantanamo.
Right.
He said he was going to do it. And, you know, for Obama supporters, that's a big issue.
Yeah.
My question is, you seem to have always gotten it, you know, that you always justify while he's starting a conversation.
Yeah.
A lot of people, as James said, did not.
No.
Now, my question is, are they going to lap it up because it's the cult of personality and they're just going to let him go because we love this guy? Or are they going to fucking hold him to the fire and realize he's just a politician like the rest of them?
I think that Joe sort of hit on it earlier when he said that when you change the direction of the importance of what the topic is that you're talking about, which is for him, the jobs issue, starting employment and all of that, that is going to take the precedence where his supporters, who, if he is doing those other things and creating jobs and doing those other things, I don't think the wall is going to be that big of an issue.
Listen, the highlights of his campaign rallies, who's going to pay for it? Mexico. Lock her up. Lock her.
And also drain the swamp.
Drain the swamp. Replace and repeal. He's going back and drain the swamp. He's hiring fucking insiders, which I get why he has
to do it. But here's the deal. Let him get into office. He is a results-driven person. That's what you do when you're a business. We'll have this conversation.
I don't have a problem with it. It's not about me. I don't have an issue with it.
Now, I had a question for you before. I get a funny feeling from seeing what's going on. I think that Trump is going to be as central as Hillary would have been.
What did I always fucking tell you guys?
Shut up.
Besides that.
And justifiably so.
And your stupid.
Jobs are on your line, stupid. Get out of my get off my show. You went 10 minutes over. You're supposed to make the audience laugh. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You're an anchor?
No, go on.
Yeah.
Get in the barrel.
When you're on a roll, you're on a roll.
No, we miss any?
What do I always say? I always said, this guy's not a conservative. I used to say he's a Democrat. Then I started to go, he's not a liberal either.
No.
He's not a liberal. He's not a he's not a conservative. He's a Trumpist. Whatever is good for Donald Trump.
Whatever is good for Donald is good for Donald.
And I posted this on Facebook. If what's good for Donald Trump happens to be good for you, you're going to like him.
Absolutely.
If what's good for Donald Trump is not good for you, you're not going to like him. I think Donald Trump is the type of guy, I don't think he'll ever admit it. I think he's disappointed he didn't win the popular vote. I think that's a big deal to him, and I think it
that's
really
a pride thing.
I think it is a very prideful thing.
And I
thing.
Think he's really upset and troubled by the fact that he is hated in New York City.
Absolutely.
That's where he lives. Yeah. So the question is, what is Donald going to do? Is he going to do – and I think he might be centrist on some things. Mm-hmm. Even President Obama called him pragmatic. But the thing is, he did not get elected by being a centrist. He did not get elected by paying to people's better angels. He got elected on a very vile alt-right campaign. That's what he promised. He said in a debate that when he's elected president, he's going to have a special prosecutor look into Hillary. These are things that he said. Now he says, you know, we owe her a debt. She's a really good woman. Really, I mean, immediately. And for me, again, it's fine.
A month ago, but she was a nasty woman.
Right, because he was running against her. But I like. But I and I know what he said. But I feel that. What he also said is, I got other fish to fry, and that fish to fry is fixing the economy, looking at immigration, you know, health care.
You know,
I'd rather work, I'm sorry,
it feels
I'd rather
a lot
have him work
like
on those three key issues.
The election process was a lot like Survivor or The Big Brother. Mm. Who you say you are during the course of that context of playing the game isn't necessarily who you really are. It's what you're doing to get what you need to win.
Right, right.
And that is sort of what occurred in that whole process.
All right. Now, what you guys said, you know what I think if all of a sudden jobs appear and the economy's booming, I think a lot of people are going to forgive that on both sides.
Absolutely.
But here's the thing. They don't like to talk about this. But Donald Trump has a lot of racists.
Mm-hmm.
The KKK love Donald Trump and all. And if Donald Trump jogs to the middle on immigration, if African Americans actually like some of it, if he improves the inner cities like he said he was going to do, how are these vengeful, spiteful nuts that helped carry Donald Trump, are they going to take it out on him? Are there going to be, you know, attacks on his life? He played with fire.
Yeah.
In this election.
Oh, absolutely.
He promised a lot of things to a lot of horrible, he let racism come out of the shadows, and he rode that. He knew what he was doing. I always said he knew what he's doing.
Yeah.
But you can't govern a country that way.
Right.
And he's starting to see that now.
You can't unleash the demon and think that it doesn't exist.
Right.
Or put it back in the box.
So almost has to hope that they give him a pass because of the cult of personality. He has put himself in a very bad position.
Yeah.
Very difficult because he promised a lot of things that just aren't realistic.
But I think, but still, so does every other politician.
Right.
I think the key with Trump is, and a good thing if you're going to have the Republican agenda, he's going to be an issue. I feel that he's going to be tackling issues and not an agenda.
Oh, he's definitely going to be an issue-driven president.
Right, and what I mean by issues is jobs, the economy, immigration, health care. Hear me out. Agenda is what the extreme right wants, like gay rights and all this. They want to end all that, which I'm totally against.
But he's going to put conservative judges in there.
Yeah.
That's going to affect him.
That... It will, and it is a little disconcerting. I don't know,
but
it's the will of the people, or do you think, I mean, Roe versus Wade, you think it's really going to be, repealed? I don't think it
is. Listen, man, the Republicans own both houses. Mm-hmm. They got the presidency. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and here's what I really hate about them being bad actors. Hold on. Them being bad actors with Merrick Garland, the Supreme Court, who was a moderate. Which is what I think we really need on the court. I don't think we need, activist judges on either side.
No.
But the bad behavior got rewarded.
Yeah.
That by them not even listening to what Obama, Merrick Garland, they're going to get an activist right-wing judge in there. Mm-hmm. And that's going to tip it, and that's going to be first generation.
But the religious right is a small portion of the Republican Party. Now, I've said this before.
They voted 80% for him, or is 90-something like that.
But it's what they need to... That's their core. That's where home is, you know, and that's what they went out. But my whole thing is, and I stated this, is that the Republican Party has got 4 years to get it right. Yeah. Every issue and every, you know, and I've always...
Well, maybe two, depending what happens in the midterm.
But I've always called them out. Bless you. I've always called them out on that. And my whole thing is, never mind about gay rights. You have your rights. It's your right, you know. You can't
dictate
to people.
Not everybody looks at
people,
that way.
But
yeah.
You do.
I know. But the feeling is enough people will. Roe versus Wade. Look, it's been on the books. People got the right to choose. I
wish you were right.
I hope, I believe I am, and I believe the Republican Party will know that. Know that you can't really guide to those issues. You're going to still have to be on the fence on
I forgot to mention that on the break, we had new music from Neil and Adam with Everything Is Alright and Chloe Collins with...
I just got through a policy. Oh, by the way, a plug.
Listen, man, you got to do business.
Yeah, I know.
Neil and Adam with Everything Is Alright and Chloe Collins with That Girl. And you can learn more about them at deucemusic.com. Also, Charlie M with No One Know. I should have capitalized. No One Know. And you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. All right, should we do a little bit of Van Jackson? I mean, I could talk politics all night, but I think...
Let's do a little.
Let's do a
little. Let's
do
a little, because I pretty much... Oh, you'll see.
Well, Pitt's going to explain it. I'm going to get the theme for this.
And Jackson.
Well, let me play the theme.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Ann Jackson is a Japanese national who got hooked up with, first it was, what was the name of the kind of scheme that she got, the scam that she got?
A business scam.
And so they got her to send money to them. And scammers. And so then she realized that she had been scammed. And then other scammers came back at her and said, oh, if you send us money, we know how to get your money back from the banks that were involved in those transactions. So she, from all of this, she has not yet really gleaned that these people that she's dealing with the second time around are not really helping her. They're not really part of,
but they too are scammers.
That they're scammers. She thinks that they're really that the first guys were real U.S. military men.
And this person is.
Anne has now become her a self-appointed anti-scammer on the internet.
Well, not even just self-appointed. Other people
and other people listen to her and think that she knows what to do.
She sent people to scammers. So I was
unwittingly.
Yes.
Yes.
Who have been scammed by her? So
she's not benefiting from the scammer.
Not as far as we can tell.
Not as far as we can tell.
Not financially.
And she's batshit crazy.
So I was asked to find out, is she working with the scammers or not? So I've had these ongoing conversations, and we have various games. Pip, you want to explain them, and then I'll get to it.
Oh, okay.
The hour's late.
Yeah, sorry. I have to get James gave us delicious donuts. Mm. I have to get the plates out of the way.
It's not a euphemism either. They were donuts.
No, they were donuts, and they were delicious.
Cinnamon sugar. Some of the best.
They are really good.
Really good. Really good.
Oh, they were cinnamon sugar. They were apple cider donuts, right?
They're cider donuts. All of our donuts are made with our fresh-pressed cider. But these ones are covered with cinnamon and sugar.
That's the most erotic donut plug I've ever heard.
I know.
They taste that good.
They are good. They
rule. And James gave me some cider.
It's great.
No, really.
Yeah,
he gave me some apple cider.
Very good.
And I'm so excited to bring it home.
Yay.
It's delicious. All right, now pick the game so we can fucking get the show off.
This guy's been up for 6 in another country.
We got to edit tonight.
We have a game that we play. We want to see how many times Anne is going to say certain things during this this episode. So I'm going to say the first one, and the one that we always do, is how many times is she going to say Mr. Davin?
She calls me Mr. Davin.
And then another one is how many times she's going to say fucking liars.
Plural. And James is intrigued.
You'll see.
Yes. Plural, I think plural. And the third one, I think we're going to go with some Damn It All Red. As a
sometimes she uses that. Yeah. All right. James is our guest. Or do you want to let them guess so you get an idea of the range first?
Yeah. Joe, why don't you go first?
All right. I'm going to go with four Mr. Davins.
Okay. Don't give
him your I'm going to go with five fucking liars.
Oh.
And
building a cabinet, are you?
Yeah, funny. And no damn it all
nationalist?
Red.
Oh, sorry. No damn it all red. How dare you? Okay.
He knows you fail.
Who are you going to call? I'm also going to match your four Mr. Davins. I think that... Ooh,
who are you
going to
call?
You know, I'm thinking four fucking liars.
Scam
I like
busters!
That. I'm going with one damn it all red. So let's see.
Well, let James guess.
I think you better call.
Okay.
Let's see. I'll go... I don't even know what I'm guessing on, but I'll say... Four Mr. Davins. Four Mr. Davins, because I think that's a good number.
Okay.
Fucking liars!
Yes.
Let's see. Because I'm thinking it must be a Japanese accent. I'm going to say, because my friend's mother's Japanese, and she says that a lot. It's really funny.
Really?
Yeah, it's her way of expressing herself.
At least the people she doesn't like.
So, like, at least eight.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Eight.
Wow.
Okay, and how many times will she use the font, damn it all red?
Damn it. Or just the word.
That's just what we call it.
She writes
to me in red.
When you went beside something
Never.
And you write in
She's
red.
She's not going to do it this time.
She's not going to do it this time?
No.
Okay. Her other favorite font is ball busting blue.
All right, can get the chat quickly so I can get on with the shenanigans.
Joe's girl is saying five, Mr. Davins.
Okay.
Three fucking liars and no damn it all red.
They have no confidence in the
I know. Lisa says three, Mr. Davins. Two fucking liars and no damn it all red. And Tom is coming in with four Mr. Davins. Whoops.
Coming in like we're reporting fucking Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Two fucking liars and one damn it all red.
No blue firewalls?
No. Hold on a second. Florida.
Tom's weighing in from Michigan. Tom, you let us down.
Miami County, we're getting some extra numbers.
All right. This is this conversation is between Parker Green, who is an alleged Marine. And Anne, and this is from June 15, 2013. She sends me these conversations. This is Green Parker talking and to an instant message. You can send the money to Jennifer through David Moore. Jennifer is his fake daughter. David Moore is a fake FBI agent in Ghana.
Okay.
Yvonne Yeboah is on leave from today. That's a name we've heard.
Yvonne Yeboah. That's a cool name. I want to be called Yvonne Yeboah.
That's Trump's next wife. Melania's getting a little long in the tooth. Yeah, right. She ain't going to make a second term. Could you just see him? I thought she was going to give him the heave-ho. Now that he's president, he's like, I need to upgrade.
Yeah, really?
What do you think he's so putty-buddy with Putin? He's going to order himself a new wife.
I have one important question. Does he smoke cigars?
We're going to find out. Green Parker says, okay. David Moore, Akragana, okay. Anne says, okay, I will send it to David Moore. I will go to Western Union soon. Japan Bank will not let the funds hit my account because they will inform Tax Bureau.
Oh, okay.
I have told you, but you never believe me. Mr. Green, are you there? Where is James? James is her army friend.
Are you there? Hello? Hello, is this thing on?
June 16th, June 15th. All right, June 16th. She continues, are you there, Mr. Green? Warning, scammers are going to kill me and Terry. Please tell Eric. Eric is Interpol Eric. He works at the Interpol.
Who's okay. Terry now?
I don't know, but bad news is coming for Terry.
Yeah, Terry better beat feet.
So Parker Green responds on June 16th, where is Tax Bureau? No one will kill you. Anne goes, are you there? I am tired. How is Jennifer? Parker says, she is crying. Anne says, why?
She got hit by a truck.
That did happen. On the way to the bank, unfortunately. Parker says, she needs medicine. Costs much for her. And Anne says, Mr. Oda, that's her boss, that's her real boss, does not give me money. She's already borrowed money from her boss. And students.
Students.
Yeah, so she's really fucked. I will send mail to her, because from this week, I can get some money. It's not good. Private money. Parker Green says, okay. She says, I'll send $150 to her. Did she get it? Parker says, she told me. Her medicine is expensive. No food. You know, wouldn't dad be fucking concerned?
Yeah, wouldn't you think?
How about you get off instant message and send your daughter some food, you jackass? My daughter's starving, but I'm going to talk to you. Really? What a fucking... Well, at one point, you know what? You're a really bad dad.
Yeah, really?
Why don't you stop talking to me? Don't worry about the gold bar money. Yeah. Fucking go help your daughter. She got hit by a truck.
The gold bar money.
Stupid. But I guess Anne doesn't think like that.
She's curled up in a ball crying, but let's chat.
Yes. No food. When will the funds hit my account, asks Anne. Tell me. I will call Mr. Oda to pay me. Parker says, in 72 hours. Anne says, because he lied to me. Parker says, who? I have mail. What is she, fucking AOL? I don't know. Parker says, okay. This is a very disjointed conversation. Anne says, Mr. Oda did not send my report to the hospital, so I cannot get money. Then he told me he will pay me. Parker says, okay. Anne says, where is James?
Very agreeable tonight.
Yes. When will he go to Thai? I guess Chinese
Thai.
Places.
Does she mean Thailand?
Yeah, I think she means Thailand. Or
should
she's
I say Thai?
Or she's hungry. Anne says, I have no money to buy food either. I have no money to buy food, but I'm going to send money to Jennifer.
Send money to Jennifer.
Yeah.
I mean, she does have a generous spirit in that way, but she's a fool.
Fools generally are generous. See, now I'm not so cheap. I'm smart, but I'm not generous.
Yeah, but not all people who are generous are fools.
Anyway, ponder that, fortune cookie. Parker says he will leave inside a week. What do you mean, says Anne? From tomorrow? Like, when the fuck is he leaving? Anne says, James does not contact me. Oh, by the way, James pretends to love Anne. He will go to Thai tomorrow? Or, okay, I will send mail to Jennifer later. I am so tired. Are you there? Green Parker says... Okay.
Okay to what?
Well, he's probably got another fucking client on the line.
Yeah, he's working on somebody else at the same time.
Okay, yes. Ann says, yes, what? James will go to Ty soon, right? I need to go out. Bye. Parker says, I am here. Yes, he will go next week. Maybe on 21st. Ann says, delay. Friday. Parker says, yes. I don't know what the fuck these nitwits are talking about. But you guys wanted the bit. You guys get the bit.
That's funny. That's what the chat room said. Yes. I don't know what the fuck these nitwits are talking about.
Ann says, are you there? Mr. Green? Ann says, Eric and Brown really work hard. I will send mail to Dr. Melvin. Dr. Melvin is the Secretary of the United Nations.
That'd be the distinguished Dr. Melvin Santos. Yes.
Who tells her regularly to fuck off.
Yes. Because they need more people doing the arrest. Are you there, Mr. Green? 2 days later, Parker says, what?
2 days later.
2 days later. What?
What? What? You incessant, babbling fool. What?
Ann says, do not contact me anymore. Parker says, now I can see you are not serious to get the funds into Japan, so you want the tax bureau to hold the funds. Ann says, this I've told you the truth. It is never-ending payment. Fucking gold bars. Fucking funds. Do not contact me. Fuck off my life.
Should have been one.
I haven't had a good fuck off my life in a while.
No, I missed it.
Always a classic, though.
Yeah. Yes.
Parker says, I am here raising fees to help. Why don't you fucking help your daughter who's starving, you asshole?
Because she's not real.
Yeah, that's right. And all you do is insult me. Even you insulted my daughter.
Wait, when?
My daughter.
Right.
Who's not real.
Who's not real.
Who's not real.
Yes. My company is trying to arrest me. Parker says, thanks.
Thanks.
Ann says, do not contact me. Parker says, I also sent mail to my daughter. Not to contact you. You are wicked. I will block out all of you. Never contact me. Fuck off. Parker says, you too.
Parker's a man of few words.
He's talking to somebody who's actually sending money right now. Yeah. If you contact me again, I will arrest you, because I'm a Marine.
I will arrest
well,
you.
Well, he said I will arrest you, but yeah.
Oh. Sounds like Joanne.
Ann says, assholes, you destroy my life. Scammer! Criminal! Parker says, later on, a couple hours later, are you there? James is going to Thailand tomorrow. I don't know, apparently they've made up. I'm fucking choking. Choking like the Jets trying to win a game. Anyway. So Ann sends me this. This is from Jennifer, but she sends me a copy of the letter. Mummy Ann. I am not a scammer. Please do not call me this word. I have gone to meet my friend's father here in UK, and I explained to him. So he went with me this morning to the bank, and then he said if they do transfer without the tax clearance for Japan, that the funds will be blocked there, and you will find it difficult to clear out the funds. I begged Mr. Roland. I don't know who the fuck that is either.
Mr. Roland? That's new.
Mr. Roland, my friend's dad, and he promised to give me 500 pounds, so I'm eating chocolate. No, that's not accurate.
Wait, what? So I'm eating chocolate?
He promised me 500 pounds.
No. Oh, sorry.
Pew.
Pew.
You saved her stopping the show. Which, my joke fucking part to a cult. Anyway, all right, anyway. But you restarted it, so there you go. You get credit for that. I will help you with it. You are my only hope. Really, Obi-Wan? Please save me. Your sincerely daughter, Jennifer.
It's not her daughter.
Ann says, what is this? I will not do anything since I do not believe this anymore. Parker says, I'm raising money too. James leaves tomorrow. Parker says, hi. Ann says, for what? Parker says, sorry. Ann says, I do hope Dr. Melvin can accept my suggestion. Sure, he's a scammer. He's flexible.
I tell you one thing. Everybody's on their way in this one.
Yeah,
where to? No, nobody knows.
I'm going to the bag. I'm going to tie. Yeah.
Ann says, the U.S. Army will withdraw from the peace mission.
Excuse me?
I don't know. Apparently she knows more than the generals, too. I don't know. Green Parker, if that happens, the world will be wiped out.
Okay. Wait, what year is this?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was 13. No, it's the election. It was his take on the election.
There you go.
He was a Hillary supporter. Parker Green was a Hillary supporter. No, this is 2013. The news is released, Ann says. I read it today. This all-concerned scam. I found it on Big Black Cock News. No, that's BBC News. I'm sorry. I get my porn.
Welcome
news.
To Big Black Cock News. You got to see the size of this motherfucker tonight. 12 inches from the balls to the shaft. Damn.
I don't really think we got anything newsworthy out of that.
No, sorry.
Now go throw that shit out on the
field. I think all we got was like a Shaft 70s impression.
Sorry.
That's all right. Shut your mouth.
Talking about Shaft?
Green Parker says, and we're going to wrap this up in a few minutes. Green Parker says, the Arab world wants that.
The what?
Arab world.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I know. Anne says, that is terror activities. Parker says, you are right. And that's what she likes to hear. She goes, it also concerns Gulf War. This is why I sent mail to Dr. Melvin. UN must do something about this. I am right to contact UN. Then she gives him a clip of a news article, which I'm sure he's clicking and opening as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
I must send it to UN. I also check out the drug route. It is first you go to Rite Aid. Then if they can't fill a prescription, you go to CVS. It is from South America, Algeria, to West Africa. I found it. I went to the library. Check out the news. U.S. retired soldiers like my videos.
She found the drug route.
But they also like. But she's also doing well on YouTube.
Yeah.
They have the same gravitas.
I got likes.
I know I react the same way. This is why many Nigerian scam people are visa seekers and do terror activities abroad. She's actually right.
Mm.
Those Islamatic people.
Islamatic?
Islamatic. Apparently she's got Trump speech right there. Those Islamic. I don't know. I think she meant Islamist. But I don't think she knows that
Maybe
word.
Maybe she means fanatics, and they're from they follow Islam, so they're Islamatics.
Maybe they're not really. They're not Muslims. They're just fans of the religion.
Maybe.
So they're Islamatics.
Wait a minute. How much would they pay to swim with the dolphins with Rick Springfield?
I don't know. Is fuck it. I can't think of an Arabic name. Fuck it. Ruined a joke. Anyway, moving on.
Funny.
I'm tired. I suck.
Muhammad.
Yeah, that was the one. Damn it, I couldn't think of him. Green Parker goes, send it to Dr. Melvin, okay? I have no idea why people do not notice without an E. I say, maybe this person knows about your money. And then I give her the link to Ivana Yeboah on Facebook. I found her. Check her friends list and see if you have ever heard of any of these people on there. Because remember, she got the real names?
Yes.
So I'm trying to do a little recon. So, subject, this is Jimmy Jones' flight ticket. Mr. Davin!
One.
I am fighting for info. Attached two files. One is the ticket flight from Jimmy who want to come to Asia. After I called FBI head office, filing the complaints at FBI on November 3rd in 2011, Brown Cotton contacted me. The certificate from Paribas Bank. This was sent to UK. Do I have these fucking things? I do. Do you want to go over this, or should we just restart that next time? Because I actually have the copies of the shit she sent.
I would say save it for next time.
All right,
yeah.
Fuck it. So that Mr. Davin doesn't
We did
count.
A great show. We're tired.
That Mr. Davin doesn't count.
Oh, man. So
you'll have to bank it for next time.
Oh, the count sucks.
You blew it, kid.
Yeah, well, you know what?
You had 3 weeks really to think about this shit, and you came up with a zilch.
Wait a minute. Funny. Now we had a very short segment, so we were very enthusiastic about our numbers.
Making excuses. You know what? Maybe the game was rigged.
Yeah, maybe it was.
I think it was rigged.
It was
yes,
rigged.
Yes. Well, you know what? Everybody who had zero for Damn It All Red is flying high. So that was everybody but me and Tom.
Yay.
Yeah, we all lost.
We're all winners.
Sorry.
We're all winners.
Liberal.
Yeah. So everybody but me and Tom wins. Yay.
What?
No, I mean there was nothing here. We didn't have. We didn't even.
The game
have
usually goes much
Davin.
Better than that, James.
Yeah.
But Pip ruined it.
I did.
Pip sucked the flying pink dildo flying through the air.
She was throwing the F bombs all over the place. She just didn't come up with throw out the fucking liars. I was hoping.
I don't know what to tell you, kid. You tried your best. Sometimes your best isn't good enough.
Yeah, I know.
I tried my best. I forget what song that was.
We certainly don't know.
I don't know.
What is that? A Sexy Susan B side?
No. No, I'm tired.
Okay,
I don't want to play radio anymore.
We have to put Joey to bed.
I am choking. All right, let's thank some people for permitting this. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant and flying dildos with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. RussFerdico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Gencarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Jen Corelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Jen Corelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.JenCorelli'sPizzaNJ.com. That's www.JenCorelli'sPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Corelli's.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets. It's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that just has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner of Davin's Den. That's always a treat. Announcement will be coming up for a show coming soon. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990, or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. Don't forget, their holiday parties are coming up. They'd be the perfect place. So you deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Side Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. You need a Santa Claus. I happen to be sitting next to him. So call. Yeah. Ho, ho. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Calls up 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. James, what's the Soons website again?
Soonsorchards.com. Soonsorchards.com.
Still got that radio voice. That's when I met him. He's got that good radio voice. He's got the best voice on our show, and he's not even on our show. It's fucking ridiculous. anything to plug, kids?
Yeah, I'll be at Governor's Comedy Club this Thursday, 8 o'clock show, Governor's Comedy Club at Levittown, New York. Go to govs.com for tickets and information.
All right, we have done all we can do and then some. It has been fun. We've covered a lot of ground. We've covered politics, cancer, dildos. I think we've done yeoman's work here.
Our work is
done.
Our work is done.
Thanks for letting me sit in the den.
Absolutely.
Thanks. It's been fun.
Yeah. Open
so
invitation.
Good to
see you. Great
having Absolutely.
You.
Come in
Absolutely.
Whenever you want. Always welcome. Thank you guys for hanging out there. Thank you guys for listening live. Thank you guys for downloading the podcast. Always follow us on Twitter at Davinson. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, people.